For many Christians, sharing their faith can feel intimidating, whether it's starting a conversation with a friend, responding to someone's question about God, or even knowing how to invite someone into a deeper discussion. But what if there was a tool that could help make evangelism more natural, more intentional, maybe even more exciting for you? Taking the next step in sharing the gospel, praying for someone, sharing resources or different acts we can use to help others. That's exactly what the new Yes, He Is app is designed to do. And this app provides practical tools, training, real-time encouragement to help you share your faith, whether in everyday conversation or through this app, through resources that are provided by it. Joining us today is Frankie Dutois, product manager for Yes, He Is, to talk about how this app equips believers to be more confident in sharing their faith and why this moment is so significant for the global church. Frankie, thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are super excited about this app, and I think it's such a vital tool to help equip. I also think, you know, when we were chatting earlier, it also just helps us walk in authority when it comes to sharing the gospel, as well as builds our confidence. So as we jump into things, I was wondering if you could just give an overview of Yes, He Is the app and what inspired the creation of the new app.
Yeah, I mean, I think Yes, He Is, like, we're more than just this the app that we have. We've been, I think, going for about 10, 11 years now with one mission, and this is to equip and activate Christians to share their faith. We have seen just the biggest need and the need for people to have more confidence and have more skill and resource available to them so that they can go out and share Jesus in a natural way. We've been doing this for a while, and we have a large social media following, but we've always felt that there's a need for us to take this to a deeper level where we can really provide practical elements for people to take that next step when it comes to sharing Jesus. Okay. And that's kind of what we try to do with this app and the release of this, is providing a product that people can engage in where we can provide these practical tools, but also a level of training that will help people from that place of not confident or scared to, or whatever the stumbling block might be for someone, to take them to a place where they feel, okay, actually, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can give sharing Jesus a go in my life.
Have you personally seen, or do you know of, specific challenges that Christians face when it comes to sharing faith that the app then helps them overcome?
Yeah, as I said, we've been doing this for a little while, and you know, we always poll our audience just to try and understand where they're at and what are the things that's stopping people. And the most of it is fear. People are just fearful of doing this, stepping out in faith and doing it. Another thing is this thing we call relational equity. Mm. You have a relationship with someone, or you at least have some sort of understanding from each other, a relationship, or just an acquaintance. And there's a relational equity at stake here. You don't want to feel stupid in front of them, or you just don't know what you have to say. What if they ask me questions I don't have answers for? And these are all things that we're just trying to unpack through these tools and the training that we have, is just to make those processes, that these blocks that we put ourselves, this is just a mindset change. How can we help people to take that next step, and how do we equip them so that they understand, number one, that the way you feel is actually normal, is natural. This is the way we all are. But, you know, give practical steps in along the way that will help them to step out in faith, because it is a big faith thing that we need to do when we go out and share Jesus.
I think that's probably the thing that stood out to me the most, is the way in which you guys are equipping those that want to share the gospel with this idea of seeing them where they're at and making sure they know it's okay, while also giving them very applicable ways that can help them. And
that's right.
I know that you guys have done this in many different ways. So the app has a lot of different features, and I kind of want to break some of those down and talk about them. one of which includes a personal evangelism tracker. Can you talk about how that works and how it can help someone be more intentional in sharing their faith?
Yeah, so the whole idea that we have with this is we wanted to present people taking actions or people sharing Jesus all around the world. How do we present this in a visual way so that people can see that actually there is people in the world who is talking about Jesus? And hopefully through this then create the sense of, well, I want to be part of that, or, you know, I can play a role in this whole idea of sharing Jesus globally. So what we've done right on the homepage of the app is just this big world map that we have. And there's an easy way for you to add some actions that you've taken to this, where you will immediately see in real time your contribution, but then also you can see what is globally happening around the world where people are sharing Jesus. And we've already, the app has only been out for a little bit, and there's a whole number of these dots on a map that we can start to see. And we, you know, Yes is currently is in 20 different countries around the world. And we can see these dots popping up all around the world now of people who's done an action or people who's done a step of faith to share Jesus or show hope and show love to people around them. And we can see those now, these actions taking place. And this is what we hope will encourage people to go, man, I can do something, or at least go and I want to be part of this. This is a global movement. These are people who is out there sharing their faith, who is out there doing what the Great Commission is telling us to do. And let's showcase that. And hopefully this will inspire people to do more actions.
Yeah, I am so thankful that you brought that up, because that's one of the things I think I found probably the most exciting, because I think when you know that other people are doing it and there's other people who like struggle and need help in it and then are getting help to make that change, it sort of like sparks a fire, right, for others to want to join and be involved.
That's right. Yeah. And we really hope that this feature will do that and make people feel part of a global movement of people. And that's our whole thing. We say, you know, our slogan is together we're helping the world know Jesus. And it's not just one person's job to do so. We all play a part. The Great Commission is for all Christians. It's not just for the evangelist in another country or a different part of the world. It's not just for the church pastor doing that every Sunday. It's for all of us. And this app can showcase that there's people everywhere who is out there bringing Jesus to the world.
Yeah, I love that. I don't think I could have said that better myself. So thank you. Another standout feature of the app is that it offers training and challenges. So what kind of practical tools does it provide to help people step out and share their faith confidently?
So there's a whole number of things that we do, and this is a full-featured app. There's actually some sort of thing, well, maybe we just have too many features in here, because it's trying to do quite a bit of things. One of the practical tool side is we've worked on a number of little tools that is designed for people to take the next step. One of these tools that we have is a conversational starter game that you can play right out of the app. And the game is called Let's Plunge. The idea of this game is really just a conversational starter. It takes you through a series of questions, and it's got three levels within it. So there's a we call it ankle deep, you know, playing on the Let's Plunge and that theme a little bit. Ankle deep questions, which is really superficial, just getting to know someone, a bit of fun. And then we have knee deep questions, which is a little bit deeper questions again, that just gets you to learn more about this other person. And then we have waist deep, or, you know, really deeper question, goes into another level. And what this game is designed to do is not to necessarily help you talk about the gospel. It's not there to explain the gospel to the person you play the game with. But what it does is it opens up the door to conversations that will lead you to a place where you can, if you so choose, bring Jesus or bring God, bring Bible into the equation of this conversation. And naturally, you have now gone through a series of breaking down barriers, building bridges, building relationship, getting it to a point where there's trust. And then when it comes to a deep question, that you can then step into that with confidence and going, well, you know what, let me bring Jesus to this conversation now. And that's just one of the tools that we have. Another tool that we have is we call it shareable videos. And the idea is, as you have conversations with people, you will start to understand and realize where they're at in their, you know, walk of life. Is there some stuff that they maybe struggle with? Is there things that is there for them that is a problem? And we have a range of shareable videos that really goes into these felt need topics that, you know, if someone struggles with anxiety, say, there's a little video that we can play and then introduces Jesus to them through this video. And these videos are all shareable. It's a little tool that we have straight out of the app that people can use. And there's many other tools we have. We've partnered with YouVersion and the Bible plans to be or get on YouVersion.
Oh, yeah.
And we have shareable Bible plans that you can share with someone who is interested in Jesus or interested in the Bible. Maybe you've walked a little journey with someone and they have come to a place of, you know what, maybe I should give this Christianity thing a go, but I want to know more before I make this decision. Because we live in a world these days where people are just after authenticity. We live in a world where people have questions and it's not just blindly making decisions anymore. So let's take them through a journey of discovering Jesus for themselves, but from a biblical perspective.
Yeah.
So we have Bible plans written specifically for non-Christians so that they can learn the character and the heart of Jesus through a biblical perspective. And you can share this Bible plan with these people in your world, and you can do this plan together, and together you can kind of go through this journey of discovering Jesus. And I think that's really, I'm really excited about what that could bring. And we have plans for many, many more tools. You know, this is day one of the release of this app. We hope there's more people will use this and people will find this valuable, and we can add more features to this. And we do have a plan for many, many more to come.
I don't know if this is one of the tools, so I kind of have a two-part question if it's not. But you had talked about like the way in which all of this. Well, okay, first, I don't want to take away from the app, because I think like you guys have set this up to have so many resources. I actually am listening to you going like, how could it still be hard? And sharing faith with all that you've given us to be able to do just that with the app already. But also, I know that there's the map, but does the app offer any feature to encourage like accountability or community amongst users? And if not, how would you suggest users of the app kind of create that on their own while using it?
Yeah. So we have, the app is designed as a tool in your pocket that will help you. So we have intentionally haven't built a community aspect into it.
Yep.
But what we have that we offer through this is challenges.
Mm.
And there's a number of challenges that we will release over time. One of the challenges that we launching over our Easter campaign now is invite someone to church. And it takes you through a series of learning and challenges that it gives you. And over a period of 5 days or 5 interactions with this particular challenge, we're going to take you, give you some information, get you to overcome a few of your fears. But hopefully at the end of this, you will be able to invite someone to church, specifically around Easter, you know, for this.
Yeah.
So this is one way that we kind of want to encourage and bring that to people. But for us, we have community on social media. You can follow us on ESCEs, on Instagram, and that's where the conversations happen. And that's where you can interact with us and other like-minded Christians or other people. So when you want to really interact and build that community or want to learn more or have a question, social media is the place where we have it. So we kind of see ourselves as one big initiative or one big product when it comes to, we have a tool, which is this app, and we have community, which exists on social media. So it's kind of giving people where things are happening already. Social media is where everyone is having their chats and that, and we do that then. We've done that really well over the last few years. And now we've added a tool to the mix that actually take people that can do what social media can't do. Social media, we can't provide you with these tools and trainings to social media, but this tool can do that. So we see these two playing a hand-in-hand role for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so good. And I also think needed, right? Like, no one wants to feel alone in what they're doing. And this gives a great, like, foundation or first step to be able to then create community around them while using it.
That's right. Yeah. And it's part of this global movement we're trying to create with this, is you can see people are taking actions and you can chat about that, these actions being taken on social media with other like-minded people. And we have other ways we're going to roll out in the future of, you know, creating different chat forums and things where we can utilize things like WhatsApp and Discord and all these other channels that's available. But I think baby steps, you know, we're kind of just growing as we go at the moment.
Yeah. I was wondering if you have heard of any stories of people who have used it thus far that have already shared about how things are going.
Yes. So it's quite personal, which I can talk to you about. So my boys, I've got a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just because this dad has been working on this project or not, but they've been very excited. Can we get the app? Can we get the app? And have been chasing me now until yesterday, and it was finally released. And I'm like, all right, guys, let's go. You can use this now. And immediately, like, my youngest, he's just straight on there, creating his profile, putting his little picture on there, and he goes, okay, so, and we've got a section on there that we call My People. And the idea with My People is these are people that you believe or people that you want to share Jesus with.
Hmm.
So he is straight on this section of the app called My People, and he's going in there and he's adding a photo of one of his friends onto this My People section. And what we have as a feature within that is you can then set goals. Like, what do you want to do? How do you want to share Jesus with this person? And he's gone in there, done that, set a photo of his friend on this who doesn't know God, and is very openly going, as a family, they are atheists. They don't believe in God.
Yeah.
But he's gone in there, he's put his picture in, and he's made a goal. Well, he's going to pray for him, and he's going to talk to him about God.
Yes.
And immediately I can see, wow, this is my son. And I've not even explained this app to them. They just know, you know, dad is working and there's an app coming. And he's straight in there, and he's interacting it exactly the way we've designed this to work. And he's using those features. And that was such an encouraging thing for me to see.
Yeah.
This is just very close to home that I can tell, you know, what's happened within a day. But as I stand now, we can see dots already happening, people taking actions all around the world. Over 200 people have already shared Jesus somewhere around the world on the app so far, which is very encouraging to see.
It almost sounds like it's discipling them.
It is, in a very strange, weird way. Yes, it is.
Thank you for sharing that story of them. That was really sweet. Okay, so you've answered some of these questions within some of the broader questions, but just to get down to logistics, for those that are pulling out their phones now and wondering where to get started, first question is, for someone who's never shared their faith before, what's the best way to start using the app?
Okay, well, I think the best way is get the app, number one. Download the app. You can find it on the App Store. It's on App Store for Apple and Google Play Store. And we also have a web version of this.
Okay.
So if you don't want to download an app on your phone, that's okay. You can just go to yesis.com and you can find a web version of the app there. We do ask people for their email address and where they're from. And the biggest reason for that is we need to somehow connect the dots to a person.
Yeah.
That is doing these actions. But we also want to know where you're from, because as I said, we're in 20 countries, we're in 18 different languages. So you telling us where you're from will help us serve you with the best content. We have content that's being created specifically in these different places. And we want to be able to serve people the best we can when it comes to this.
Yeah.
But then I think the best thing is you can do straight away is go to our learning page that's on the app. And just explore a few things. There's so many topics to be have, you know, how to lead someone to Jesus. What is evangelism? Let's start at the very basic of these things. Responding to the Holy Spirit is another topic. Like, how do you understand when the Holy Spirit is prompting you when it comes to, hey, maybe you should say something to this person? Sharing Jesus starts with knowing him is another one of these topics. It's like, well, if we all know Jesus and we really have that deep relationship with him, sharing about him was going to become a lot easier. So there's so many topics that we want people to delve into. We have another series on there called Faith Adventures 101, and it's short 5-10 minute videos, and really just Faith Adventures 101, kind of taking you through some basics of Christianity and basics of what it means to share your faith. And we've got the longer course here. It's a 4-module, 30-40 minute course that you can do that takes you through everyday evangelism. And that really speaks into, we have a framework in the way we're trying to unpack evangelism for people, which is know, connect, respond. Mm-hmm. Know Jesus intimately.
Yeah.
And then connect. We find ourselves, especially us Christians, you know, we're all guilty. I'm guilty to this as well. We go to church, our friends are Christian, the people in our world are Christian because we like like-minded people. So that means we don't actually have opportunities to go out and share our faith because we don't necessarily make connections outside of this bubble that we have.
Yeah.
But we encourage people to go, well, what can you do? How can you step out and actually get yourself into a place where you can meet other people so that those opportunities become available to you? And then respond is purely just responding to the Holy Spirit. Respond to that prompting. When you've connected with someone that you know is not a Christian, what do you need to do? And it's just a simple thing of know Jesus intimately first. Out of that love that you have for him, as you connect with others, respond when the Holy Spirit prompts you. And we try to unpack that a little bit and make that as simple as possible and showcase and show people that it's actually possible. It's easy.
Yep.
If you're just willing to step out and that take that step of faith.
Yeah, so good. Is the app free?
100% free. Mm-hmm. Will always be free. We do not want to charge people. It's not what this is about. We are here to help people know how to share Jesus.
Yep.
The gospel is free, and we believe that these resources should be free as well. I know there's many apps out there, and especially the last little while, you know, some of these Christian apps start to pop up, and the first thing you are met with is, oh, subscribe, you know, pay a monthly fee. That's not what this is about. This is a free resource, full-fledged, so much information, and we are going to add to this every week. There'll be more courses and more tools that we will be adding to this, and it's 100% free and will forever be free.
And you did again, you did mention this earlier, but I just want to reiterate, how can users stay updated on new features or content from Yes He Is?
If you download the app and you start using the app, part of that sign-up process will give us, you'll give us your email address, and we can then communicate to you that way. But you don't have to have the app for that. You can follow us on social media, Yes He Is, on Instagram. Or, you know, you can follow us and go to yeshees.com, and there you can sign up to be part of our newsletter. And we send out a monthly newsletter that we give people some tips and tricks, but also up-and-coming news and especially new features as they come and become available through the app. And other initiatives we might start to veer into in the future will also be communicated there. So there's a number of ways. Download the app, sign up to our email list, or follow us on social media.
Oh, so exciting. What's mm-hmm. one key takeaway that you'd love people to remember about Yes He Is?
I think it's this idea of you don't have to feel that you have to go and reach the whole world.
Mm.
I don't think that is the heart behind this. It's go and preach the gospel to all creation. But it's going to take a lot of people to do that. The ownership is not just on one person. Mm-hmm. And that's why our slogan is, together we're helping the world know Jesus, because we're all going to play a part. And your part is as small as insignificant. You might just talk to one person, but, you know, that one seed that you've sown is there for someone else to go and water in the future. And I think the other thing I want to add to this is, it is not necessarily our responsibility to get them to accept Jesus.
Mm.
Our responsibility is to sow the seeds.
Yeah.
We need to present Jesus to people, but the Holy Spirit waters, the Holy Spirit brings the conviction, the Holy Spirit does the final job of this. So that people get discouraged because they don't see so they don't get themselves to the point or the place where they've actually led someone to Christ. But I don't think that's the point. I think the point is, and that's why that scripture is there in Luke 8, the parable of the sower. It's let's just go out and scatter some seeds. Yeah. Let's just show love to people all around us. And they will get exposed to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will draw them closer. Yeah. And I think that is something that I really want people to understand, and that's what we try to do and what we try to give through the platforms that we have, is just making people aware that, man, don't take it all on your shoulders. It's okay. Just get out there and do something, because God can use you in miraculous ways. You just don't know how this will play out.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Frankie, for taking the time, but also just breaking down the purpose for the app and how we can so easily use it. I think you guys have created an amazing tool that I can't wait to see what comes from it and how things continue to progress. But I'm excited to just let people know a new tool that they could be carrying around with them and using every day.
Yeah. That's so good. And thank you for having me and this opportunity to talk about this. We're very passionate about this. Hopefully you've heard that.
Yes.
But we really want to help. We really want to help people and unpack this whole idea of sharing Jesus and make that as simple as possible.
Yeah.
And to show that it's easy and we can all do something.